From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Several European countries are stepping up water testing after poisonous red sludge from a Hungarian aluminum plant reached the Danube River today. The BBC's Nick Thorpe reports on the heightened alert surrounding Europe's second largest river.
Attention is shifting away now from the immediate cleanup operation to the threat to the River Danube. For days, the Hungarian authorities have been dumping clay and other materials into the small rivers which flow from Kolontár, just at the foot of the hill below me, towards the Danube. Those efforts have won them rare praise from environmentalists. Tests show that the first alkaline traces have now entered the river. It's not yet clear how serious the pollution will become, but the first dead fish have been spotted.
The BBC's Nick Thorpe reporting. The death toll is rising from a double suicide blast at a Sufi shrine in Karachi, Pakistan today. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports at least 8 people are dead, dozens more are injured.
Pakistani television channels showed pools of blood and heaps of clothes on the floor of the Abdullah Shah Ghazi shrine. Police cordoned off the area as ambulances ferried the injured to hospitals. Thursday night is when hundreds of devotees normally throng the Sufi shrine. Sunni and Shia Muslims alike come to the shrine to listen to Qawwali devotional music, make wishes, and lay flowers at the tomb of the 8th century saint. Islamic fundamentalists consider saints and shrines to be idolatrous. In July, suicide bombers killed more than 40 devotees in an attack on Dara Darbar, shrine of the patron saint of Lahore. Thursday night gatherings at Sufi shrines have since been scaled back and security beefed up. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
New York's Governor David Paterson and Mayor Michael Bloomberg are proposing that sweetened drinks be banned from foods allowed in the food stamp program. NPR's Marco Adler reports health commissioners argue the tens of millions of dollars spent on sugary drinks through the food stamp program are really a federal subsidy to the industry.
The ban, only for New York City residents, would be temporary over 2 years so the effects could be studied. An attempt to ban junk food in Maine failed 2 years ago. The USDA said it would violate the program's definition of food and create confusion. Some people say it goes too far, like painter Peter Battagliero.
Where would you stop? What if they determine that you can't buy chicken thighs with them because they're too fatty? You can only buy the breast meat.
The ban would not affect milk products or fruit juices without added sugar. It would affect sweetened drinks that have more than 10 calories in 8 ounces. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
First-time unemployment claims dropped last week, a sign that companies are hiring. The Labor Department found applications fell by 11,000 to 445,000. The Dow was down 20 points at last check. This is NPR. Peruvian author Mario Vargas Llosa is the newest winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. He wrote more than 30 novels, plays, and works of nonfiction. Today, Vargas Llosa expressed emotional thanks.
Well, I am very pleased, talking seriously, very grateful to the Swedish Academy. It was totally unexpected, a real surprise.
Vargas Llosa is the first South American author to win the $1.5 million prize since Gabriel Garcia Marquez in 1982. A magazine in Britain today published a previously unseen poem by Ted Hughes. NPR's Philip Reeves says the poem's causing a sensation in the literary world as it's about the suicide of his wife, the American poet Sylvia Plath.
The poem's in the New Statesman magazine and comes from archives of Ted Hughes's work held by the British Library. It's called Last Letter and focuses on the 3 days leading up to Plath's suicide in 1963. Hughes and Plath were among the finest English language poets of the 20th century. There's been controversy over her death for decades. She suffered from depression, but Hughes was often blamed, particularly by feminists, for triggering her suicide by leaving her for another woman. That woman later killed herself and their 4-year-old daughter. Plath's death haunted Hughes throughout his life. The novelist Melvin Bragg, the New Statesman's guest editor this week, says the poem's a missing keystone from Hughes's greatest work, Birthday Letters. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
We've been seeing moderate movement in U.S. stocks as investors await the results of a monthly unemployment report due out tomorrow. The Dow is down 20 points at 10,949. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.